Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, we are excited about another opportunity to come together to talk about the weapons. God has given us weapons. He's given us tools for us to be victorious in this life. And so to God be the glory, we want to welcome you again to A Kingdom Call. I am Elder Jordan, and we are excited on this Wednesday night to come together with you. I would like for you to go ahead and take some time and call your friends and your buddies and your homies and or text them and let them know that A Kingdom Call is on the air. We thank you who are listening by dialing in or logging in. We cannot do this without you. Amen? We can only do this with awesome people that are excited and hungry for more. This does by no means replaces what you get at your church, hallelujah, but it just adds to it. Amen? And in the times that we are in, I just can't get enough. Amen. The songwriter said, can't get enough. I don't know what they was talking about, but I can't get enough of the word. I can't get enough of God's word. And the way things are going, every time we have an opportunity to get our cup to run over, we want to be able to just eat the food at the king's table and drink the water from the living fountain and just continue to get fat, hallelujah, in our spirit, man.
Amen.
So that we can stand in the hard times, in the rough seasons of our lives, amen. And when we come
amen.
Up against others who are going through, we'll have enough on the inside of us, hallelujah, that we can give them some of what we have and be able to help them to stand. It is rough
yes.
right about now. A lot is going
yes.
on, amen. And so it
amen.
Is important for us as saints, you know, to stay flat-footed, to stay full of God's word, and more importantly, be willing to share it, amen, with those that may
amen.
Not be as strong as we are, with those that, you know, have just accepted Christ. Whatever it may be, you know, the saints need to be found standing. Hallelujah. And
amen.
We are able to stand and stand tall and stand firm, then those that are watching on the outside would be quick to run in and connect with us, because this is the season that many things are falling apart, that many things are
yes.
falling down, that many things are breaking. Amen. And they see
yes.
it just like we see it, but we're able to stand because of who we are
right.
and because of what's
mm-hmm.
on the inside of us. Amen. And so
yes,
the more we can get of God's word from different places, that different people, different ministries that's teaching and preaching and pouring out God's holy word, I need to be found eating at that table. Hallelujah. So
amen.
I'm excited that you have taken time and set aside time to join in with us with the kingdom call and eating this word that God has given us. We are excited about it, and I really want to thank you so much for being a part of this listening audience. We have some live people with us. Hallelujah. We're excited.
Amen.
Amen. Give a shout out to the Lord.
Amen.
Let them know that you're in the
yes.
house. Represent.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for that, and we thank God for you. And right now, I want you to tune in and listen up. We have some awesome outreach and kingdom ministry that God is given us, and we want you to be a part of it, to connect with us, to pray for us, to sow into it, just however you feel led. But when it's kingdom, that means everybody can be a part of it, and that's what God is doing with us. So I'll let Sister Monica
right.
come forth and share with you all what we're doing at Linda Jordan Outreach Ministries. Thank you. Are you there, sister?
Amen.
Good kingdom people.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are excited Amen. About upcoming outreach events. We have the National Day of Prayer on tomorrow. We will be on the same yes. line as we are right now. The kingdom call will come together at 8:30 p.m., and we will be praying for our nation, our country, our state, and our
Amen.
Communities. Amen.
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 We want to make sure that we are on one accord and stay in prayer. Also, next
Beautiful.
Week on May 15th, we'll have Laughter, Love to Life, our social event, and we will be going bowling. So we want you to
Hallelujah.
Make sure you make plans to do that. Also, we will be
Go
partnering
on.
With Pastor Don and the Faith Bible Church on May 23rd at the Maddie Nash Center, from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. They're having a family event, and we want as many people as possible to come out so we can make sure that we reach the community. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Also in June, Linda Jordan Ministries will be hosting the Focus on the Family in Balk Springs, so please stay tuned for that. Also, please be in prayer for Linda Jordan Ministries and her team as they go to the Lou Sterrett Jail to minister to the women on the third Sunday evening.
All right.
That is a great work, and God is doing a mighty thing with these women. And so we
Amen.
Pray for his blessing hand upon them that they may continue to minister to the ladies. Amen.
Amen.
Also, Elder Jordan will be ministering at Women of Worship Fellowship on June 20th, and she'll give us more details about that as it comes closer to time. Also, in July, on July 17th, from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., we will be having a prayer watch, and that will be
Amen.
At Change of Direction Christian Center in DeSoto, and we'll give you more information about that as well. As always,
Amen.
We encourage you to meet with us every Monday night at 9:30 for the Kingdom Call. This is the Intercessory
Amen.
Prayer Network. Everyone is welcome to join in. This is an open prayer line. So everyone is welcome to call in and begin praying. Amen?
Amen.
So if anyone would like to make any donations to the ministry, as you've already heard, we have a lot of work to do, and it takes money. So if anyone
Amen.
Wants to make donations, you may do so at P.O. Box 852-501. That's P.O. Box 852-501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. Or you can go to LindaJordanMinistries.com, and you can make your donation through PayPal. PayPal does deduct a 3% processing fee, so please keep that in mind. We always want to see you and hear encouraging words on our social media. So follow Linda
Amen.
Jordan Ministries on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's wonderful.
Amen. Well, praise God. Thank you, Sister Monica, for those awesome kingdom announcements. Amen.
Amen.
And I do want to just encourage and reiterate, tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer, hallelujah, and for such a time as this, do we need to be found praying, amen?
Yes, Lord. So
and while there are going to be many headquarters, many places, churches, venues that will be open tomorrow, starting at midnight tonight, so will we. Amen. We have partnered and come up under the National Day of Prayer umbrella out of the office of Austin, Texas. And we will have time set aside out of our busy schedules to allow all of the saints and alike to join their faith. And let's come and pray for our country. Hallelujah. And
yes.
all that is encompassed up under that, it is truly prayer time. And so please put that on your tablets, your phone, your where it gives you an alarm so you can wake up. If you're an early bird, early person that goes to sleep, that will be at 8:30 p.m., and I'll just give the number out just in case you may not have it. It's 310-982-4126.
Amen.
Dial in or log in to Black Talk Radio. We need to be counted for, and we need to make a difference. There is power in prayer, and there is strength in numbers. Amen. And Second Chronicles remind us, if my people who have been called by my name, we've been called. So if we would do, if all the saints would just do what God has asked us to do, some of the things that we're seeing, glory to God, I think we would be able to turn it around. I really do.
Yes,
but we,
Lord,
we
please.
Have to be found doing what he said. And he said he would hear
yes,
our prayers from heaven, and he would heal mm-hmm. our land. And our land truly needs healing. So I'm hoping
yes.
that even as we come together for National Day of Prayer, that it will be the beginning of people praying consistently and regularly, spending time in prayer. You don't have to pray long prayers. You just need to pray a heartfelt prayer. The Bible says that the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen. So you don't have to pray long. It just needs to come from the right place in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that's where we are. So join in tomorrow. Text others, email others, and tell them that we need to come together, even if it's just for a few minutes, under our National Day of Prayer umbrella, and just intercede and cry out and come in agreement, amen, with our prayers. Hallelujah. That's important,
yeah.
And it's a lot going on. So when we see all of that we see, we just had a terrible incident here in Garland, Texas, that has gotten the attention around the world. There's an incident in Baltimore, Maryland, that has gotten the attention around the world. And that is just to name a few. Come on, come on, come on.
Amen.
And so we need to be standing in the gap. We need to be crying loud. And sparing nothing, and giving the enemy and choking the enemy, not giving him room to even breathe. Amen. So, please, ma'ams and sirs, be a part of National Day of Prayer. Hallelujah. Can you imagine people all over the world? I mean, they've been emailing me and sending me information from the headquarters in Austin. It's awesome. It's awesome. My thing is that can we keep that same, you know, same fervency, you know, and keep that same fire and urgency that is being around this one day? If we can just keep that 24/7, 365 days a year, I know things would change. There's no way it would not change. But glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel that. My God. Hallelujah. So we're going to see some things. Because there's too many people around the world.
Yes, it is.
That will be
yes,
praying for this National Day of Prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. So to God be the glory for that. Wanted to just remind you guys, as Sister Monica mentioned, hit us up on Facebook. When we finish, you know, you can hashtag Kingdom Time or something concerning tonight. And we are excited even about the study. And I thank God for all of you who have been so faithful to continue to plug in and be a part of this awesome teaching. For those of you who may have missed some of the teaching, you are able to go to blocktalkradio.com/Granny's Place and look for a Kingdom Call and get the previous teachings that we've been doing on our spiritual warfare. Amen. Because it has been great revelation. It's been great study of God's word. And so that you've missed, you can pull it up. Or that you've heard, you can go back and re-listen and just continue to be reminded. Because, you know, the Bible talks about the enemy that comes to steal the word. Amen. And anything that's going to give us victory and anything that's going to give us strength and power, the enemy immediately, the Bible says, will come and steal it from us. And so it's good to go back and listen to it so we'll remember and understand the pieces of the armor that God has given us to use and why we need to use it and what each piece does. Amen? Because we don't want to go out undressed, just like in the natural. We don't want to leave our home, though some you know, probably do, hallelujah, be undressed or leave more things showing than should, amen. We want to cover ourselves up completely in the armor of God. And he has been showing us the importance and of the armor and how it works on our behalf. So to God be the glory for that. And so we're going to pick up where we were, hallelujah. We were taught, and let me just say this, we'll allow 15 minutes or so at the end for prayer requests and for prayer. So all the intercessors that's on, stay on. We want to release you and loose you to stand in the gap and pray on tonight. Amen. So let us go back to the book of Ephesians, which is where we've been studying and breaking down this word, Ephesians 6, starting at the 13th. Well, let's go back to the 10th. And it reads, a final word, and your translation may be a little bit different, but mine says, a final word, this is Paul speaking, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand against all strategies of the devil. Mm-hmm. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. We wrestling with the wrong people. It says of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world and against the spirit in heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you're able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Yes, Lord, because you're going through a battle. Amen. But you'll be left standing. Stand your ground, putting on your belt, hallelujah, putting on your belt, glory to God, and the body armor of God's righteousness. For the shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery darts of the devil. Put on salvation as a helmet and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. So tonight we're going to talk about the next piece of armor, and that is the shield of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just need to see if somebody was with me or am I out here all by myself.
The next piece is
the shield of faith. And the Apostle Paul in Ephesians tell us to take up, to put on, to receive the whole armor of God. And the reason why we need to do that is because of the battles that we face, because of the trials and the tribulation. And the Bible tells us, as Paul broke it down, that it's not against the people. It's not against my brothers and my sisters. It's not against, you know, the human person. It's against rulers and authorities and principalities and all of those demonic rankings in the spiritual realm. And in the earlier teaching, I called them the organized, Satan's organized agents, amen, that come against us as their assignment from him. Satan sends them on assignment against the believers, amen. And those are all done in the spirit realm, amen. That's why Jesus told us, you know, that Satan is a thief. And what does a thief do? A thief comes in quickly. Come on. A thief comes in and he's very cunning. You know, when you see them on television, they're like they're tiptoeing around that you don't even know they're around. They come in, they do what they're going to do, and before you know it, they're gone. Amen? You don't even know you've been stung. You don't even know you've been hit until after the fact. You know, so the Bible says that he comes in to kill, he comes in to steal, he comes in to destroy, amen, because he's subtle like that, amen. He comes in as to tempt us, amen, to tempt us to do the things that we enjoy doing when we was in the world, because we're still in this filthy flesh, amen. So he comes tempt us to do that. He comes as a trickster and fool us as a angel of light. Corinthians tells us to bamboozle us, to fool us, to think that we're following after Christ, but we're actually following the enemy. Come on here. And so that's why we have to know the enemy, and then we have to also know what we can do, what we can use, how we can defeat him. Amen? Because he comes to steal our health. He comes to steal our finances. He comes to destroy our family. He comes to take us out. And so we cannot be ignorant of his devices. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
But the good thing is that Jesus came that we could have life and we could have it more abundantly. Amen? If we don't know, then we cannot have. Amen? We have to know what belongs to us. We have to know how to get it, because the enemy is clever. He's subtle. He comes in like a thief, amen, and hit us before we know it, amen?
Right.
But God has given us weapons, hallelujah. And so when we use the weapons, when we use what God has given us, then it is not, he's not giving us those weapons for naught. He's given us those weapons for us to be winners. Amen? And when we use those, when we use the weapon that God has given us, we are not unprotected. When we use the weapons that God has given us, we are totally and completely protected. Amen? I had mentioned early on, and we're still going to do this, for those that have been listening and going through this teaching, it's nothing better than having a visual of what you are talking about, what you're studying about. And so I am still working on getting a royal, a knight, a Roman soldier, a knight, a picture of a knight, so that you can have that. Even if the teaching is, the series is over, I still want you all to have it, because when you can see that you are completely covered, the enemy, when you are dressed in your complete armor, the enemy cannot come against you in any shape, form, or fashion. But see, we got to know that. And when we can look at the picture, and you can't even find you, because you're protected, amen? You're protected by the armor of God, Almighty God, and the enemy cannot come against the armor of God. I don't care how much he tries. I don't care how many darts he tries to shoot at you. It won't work. It can't penetrate through the armor. And so it's important for us to remember. It's important for us to know we are hidden when we have on the armor. Amen? We're hidden. We are hidden. Amen? We can walk like a big dog. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We can walk tall. And we can even go into the enemy's camp if we need to. And we will not be defeated because we are covered. We don't need to be scared. We don't need, to have any spirit of lack or doubt, because we're covered. Hallelujah. So,
yeah.
I'm working on getting it out, because when we can see, the enemy steals the word of God, because we look in the natural. That's why we have to be transformed with the word of God, and not looking at what we see. So if you want to look at something, then you look at the Roman soldier who is completely hidden and say, that's me. He can't touch this because I'm under the blood and I'm covered in the armor. Amen?
Amen.
And when we are fully dressed, amen, when we are fully dressed, we can receive all that God has provided for us. Amen. So as we continue in our study, the next piece, and you want to go back, and for the sake of time, we won't go back and review the other pieces, but we want to talk tonight about the shield of faith. That's the next piece. Amen. The shield of faith. Hallelujah. And it says, above all, come on now, above all, I don't care what else, above everything else, you must take the shield of faith, amen, with which you will be able to quench, not some, it says, in which you will be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked one. Take on the shield of faith, so you will be able to quench. You'll be able to stop. Amen. You'll be able to defeat. Hallelujah. Any and all of the darts. It didn't say some. It didn't say maybe. It said you will be able. Amen. But see, when you don't see yourself hidden in the armor, you don't know that you can stop the darts. You don't know that you can stop, because in the natural you can't. There's a soft flesh that any darts can penetrate. Amen? But when we are in our full armor, I'm telling you, that's a powerful, powerful weapon. And so when we look at the shield of faith, and look at the Roman soldiers and their shield, because we're going from natural to spiritual, which is what Paul did. He was so good and giving us something natural to relate to, but then apply it into the spirit realm for ourselves. And so when we look at the Roman soldiers, we see that their shield was about 4 feet tall and about 2 to 4 feet wide. Amen. It was covered with thick leather and metal. Amen. Now listen to that. It's covered with thick leather and metal. This is their shield. This is the Roman soldiers' shield. Amen. And as they held the shield in front of them, it protected them. Y'all better come on with this. Hallelujah. As they held the shield in front of them, it protected them from the spears. It protected them from the arrows. It protected them from any and everything that the enemy who they were fighting was coming against them with. Amen. It was their great protector, the shield of faith. And what I learned about that, the shield, is that the Roman soldiers, and you may remember this when you go back to the medieval, and even in the Bible days, when you see the biblical stories, you see how the edges of their shield were so constructed that they could take up an entire line of soldiers, and they would be like interlocked together. They would, you know, like the whole soldiers would be one next to each other, and they'd have their shield out, and they were locked together. It was like they were interlocked together, where it was like a wall, amen, and they would begin to march into the enemy's camp as a united front coming against their enemy. And nothing could come through nothing could come through that because they were tight knit together with their shield. Their shield locked together, one shield next to the next, all down the line. And so when I was reading that, I saw that. I saw the soldiers, because I could see it like it would be on TV. They were locked together, and they were Roman soldiers entering into the enemy's camp, and nobody could come in between them. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And the same is so for us in the spirit realm, y'all. The same is so for us in the spirit realm with the shield of faith. Amen? We are not alone. It's God is our shield. Amen? We are not alone on the battlefield. Amen? Whatever you are warring through, whatever you are dealing with, amen, you are not going through this thing alone. Amen? Now, when we say take on the shield of faith in this scripture, listen to this. Faith in this scripture, it says, above all, take on the shield of faith. We're not talking about your by faith are you saved. That's a different faith. Amen? This faith, come on here, this faith that Apostle Paul is bringing to us is a living faith. Amen. It's a faith to trust God. It's a faith that stands on the promises of God. Amen. It's a faith, a shield that stands on the power of God. Come on now. It's a faith that no matter what you're going through, I've come to tell you that God's word works. Amen. And it's the shield of faith, hallelujah, that we hold up against the enemy, hallelujah. It's the shield of faith that is our defense weapon. Amen. That is our weapon. It protects us against the fiery darts of the enemy, hallelujah. Now, when you see the Roman soldier fighting in the army, in the Roman soldier's army fighting against the enemy, when you look at the arrows that they shoot, my studies shows me that these darts are dipped in some type of a substance that inflames them when they hit their target. My God, my God. And it just penetrates. You see how the darts, they have the fire on them? Okay, it explodes. Mm-hmm. Amen? And that's what Satan does to us, y'all. And he does it with his words.
Mm-hmm.
He does it with his cunning attack. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He does it by downloading wrong thoughts and negative thoughts in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But mm-hmm. if we would pull up, raise up that shield of faith before the enemy is able to penetrate me, before mm-hmm. he can hit me, my shield is already up. And it hits the shield, and it never
mm-hmm.
touches me. Because when it hits the shield, and it's God's word that says, by my stripes, you were already healed, bam. No sickness. Nope, no sickness. Mm-mm. When he said he died for my sickness, sin, and disease, that's my shield. No sickness
mm-hmm.
is coming up on me. I send that back to the sender. I raise up my shield. When he says that I have not enough, no, I have more than enough. I raise up my shield of faith, y'all. And so we have to first of all know God's promises. The promises, amen, is our shield. That's our shield. Amen. You are more than a conqueror. All right, I can win this. You are the head and not the tail. Oh, let me go to the front of the bus. Amen. I don't have to sit in the back. Hallelujah. Amen. I am the head. Raise up the shield of faith. Amen. I heard the report of the enemy, but I choose to hear and receive and stand on the report of the Lord. Raise up, hallelujah, my shield of faith. See, that's where we you know, kind of get caught up in our situation because we're looking at the wrong thing. Hallelujah. Because we can't see the shield. We can't see this big 4x4, two feet long, thicker than thick leather and thick steel and metal that is in front of me to protect me from what's trying, what the enemy. See, we can't look at that. We can't see that. You have to see yourself in your armor. And you have to know what each piece means, and then you have to not allow the enemy to come against you. How dare he say that I am not more than a conqueror? Oh, no, no, no. I have on all my armor. Hallelujah. I have the helmet of salvation. I have the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. Nothing is penetrating to my heart. I have the belt of truth, and the word of God is the truth. Hallelujah. And my shield of faith, hallelujah, my shield of faith is the living word. Amen. It's God's promises. Hallelujah. It's the power of God working for me. Amen. In me and through me. So I raise it up. Hallelujah. We have to raise it up. Amen. The shield to block. Can you imagine if the dark actually penetrated and hit you? See, that's what the thief does. Remember, the thief comes in. A lot of times, we don't know that something has happened to us. Come on here. Until it's already happened. The enemy done come in, he done hit, and long gone. He's long gone. And now we realize, what happened? Why am I feeling like this? Why am I going through this? Because you had your shield down.
Yeah.
And when he came in, you weren't ready for him. So he was able to come in and hit you and get out before you even knew you were even hit. Is anybody in here with me tonight? Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. Right. So we have to keep on, keep the word of God in front of us. Amen? The enemy comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. And when we look at the news, and when we listen to the reports, and when we look at some of what we're going through, we can see, oh, he's alive. And he's doing what he's doing with his imps, his cohorts, and all of them. His organized agents is on the scene. Hallelujah. But when we step into who God has created us to really be, hallelujah, and when we learn to take hold, to take on, to receive, to step into what he's given us, amen. The enemy won't get so much ground on us. He won't get so much ground. Those darts that he shoot against us brings a lot of doubt. A doubt that I may be the next one to get laid off my job. Doubt that I may not be able to pay my car note and whoever does what they do will be picking my car up. Doubt. The enemy plants doubt into our thoughts. Amen. And he's able to do that because we don't put on the helmet. Come on here now. The helmet protects you from anything that doesn't give God glory and doesn't build you up. It protects you, but you must put it on. Come on. You've got to put it on. He comes to kill. He comes to steal. He comes to destroy. But God comes. He sent Jesus that we would have life to the fullest, have it overflowing to the abundance, full of joy, full of peace, full of God's love. Amen? Enough to share, enough to give to others. Hallelujah. But we have to know. We have to know what we have. I don't care what's going on. Different things going on the job. They try to pin something on you. They trying to say this, that is not what should be. Baby, raise up that shield. It won't work. I'm protected. I'm covered. You mess around, this thing will hit you. It's going to boomerang ricochet back on you. While you're trying to spit venom, while you're trying to pull me down, amen, I have my shield. And I am hidden, and my shield protects me. I'm hidden in my armor, and my shield of faith protects me from anything you're trying to do. It won't work. When we raise up our shield, it is our defense. It's our defense. It's our protector. Hallelujah. And in Psalms, it was Psalms and Proverbs, both I saw where there's scriptures that talks about the shield being a protector for us. There are many scriptures that talk about just what the shield does. And so we take it on by faith, the shield of faith. Hallelujah. Faith that God's word, hey, glory to God, will not return void. Come on now.
Amen.
Faith to believe that it will accomplish every place, everywhere that it has been set. It will accomplish. I have my shield up, and I'm standing on the power, come on, the power of God's word. God's word is powerful. God's word is powerful. And when we can stand on his word, amen, we can look the enemy in the eye and say, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen. Amen. I shall not be moved. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. We're going to stop right there so we can get some prayer in. Hallelujah. We had a couple of requests that has already come through, and so we want to cover that in prayer. And I'm going to open up the line. And to give you, our listener, an opportunity to give a request if you need to, if you would like to, and we thank God for you. So the lines are open, and if you want to give a prayer request, you can do so at this time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there? Do you have a request?
Yes.
Anyone?
Amen.
Amen. Anybody have a prayer request?
Prayer for the Claus family. Prayer for the Claus family.
Prayer for the Clark
family.
Amen.
Family.
Prayer for the Clark. Okay, the Clark family. Amen. God bless you. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anyone else?
I have a personal prayer request of about my about a position on my job that I'm getting to. and I need prayer.
We join our faith with you. Hallelujah. God.
Things are looking good.
Amen. He's able. He's able. We raise up that shield of faith to quench any doubt. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone
Amen.
Else? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Well, we want to remind you again of our National Day of Prayer tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time to dial in and to be a part of that. Hallelujah. Any of the intercessors that are still on the line tonight, let me hear your voice.
Hello.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do we have any of the intercessors that want to go ahead and cover these? We also had prayer requests for healing, health with feet. Hallelujah, feet. Hallelujah. And while we pray for the Clark family, we're going to cover families in that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Your intercessors. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you praise on tonight, and we glorify you. Hallelujah. We exalt you, dear God, and we worship you tonight, and we thank you, Father, oh God, for giving us your word, oh God, to stand on as we close ourselves and take on the full armor of God to stand against the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. We thank you that we are ready, that we are dressed, Lord God, that we stand on your promises, that we stand on your word, Lord God, that teaches us to be more than conquerors, that teaches us to walk in divine healing, that teaches us to call things that are not as though they were, according to your word, your purpose, and your plan in our lives, oh God. So tonight, Father, we come in the name of Jesus, Father, and we come joining our faith tonight, and we come standing on your word, Lord God, lifting up the prayer request, Lord God. So bring in the Clark family before you, Lord God. God, you know all the things tonight, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for working, whatever the situation is, working it out. Bringing forth deliverance. Bringing forth peace. Bringing forth restoration. Bringing forth jobs and healing, Lord God. We thank you tonight, God, for victory in the Clark's family, for testimony of your miracle working power, in that we bind the enemy who comes to destroy the family. We bind the enemy who comes to just tear up the family. And we plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you for strong families. We thank you for healthy families. We thank you for families that love, families that forgive, families that walk and pray and stay together, Lord God. And Father, tonight, we thank you for the prayer request about the job. Sister, looking for a job, Lord God, promotion, increase, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you say that we have not because we ask not. And when we ask, we may ask amiss, Lord God. And Father, I thank you that you would, oh God, give us, oh God, the desires of our heart, and you will make ways for those that desire to earn their living by the work of your hands, Lord God. I ask for your favor on our sister. I ask that you would go before her, send your angels, my God, oh God, and cover her in the blood of Jesus. Supernatural favor for increase, for this job promotion, Lord God. Let her experience go before. Let her knowledge in the industry go before, oh God. Let them know that she's the person for the job. God, we thank you tonight, Lord God, and we look for the praise report. Hallelujah. We look for the praise report, oh God, and anyone else that's looking for work, any husband, any father, any mother, anyone Lord, that is looking for work. We ask that you would, oh God, open that door. We ask that you would put them in the right place. We ask that you would cause people that are in position to promote, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Amen.
And we just thank you, oh God, for increases. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for favor.
Yes.
Let the saints shine on the job. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we thank
yes.
you, Lord, Father. And God, we ask you tonight for healing for those that are sick in their bodies. We ask you, Lord God, to restore by your stripes. We can walk in complete and total healing. So, Satan, you take your hands off of God's people. And we thank you, Lord, that your will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord God, we thank you that there's no healing in no sickness in heaven. And we receive healing on earth, Lord God. We thank you for new body parts, Father. We thank you, oh God, for new hearts. And we come against any form of kidney disease, Lord God, and lung cancer, Lord God, and heart disease, my God. Oh God, and crippling arthritis, and oh God, lupus, my Father, and any form of mental illness and mental disease, God. Oh, Father, by your stripes, we release your healing power. Any type of aneurysm and tumors that's growing, Lord God, blood clots that's brewing, Lord God, we bind it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for healing, for restoring, my Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that you are great and greatly to be praised. And as Sarah said, is there anything too hard for God? Father, we thank you, oh, God, that no matter what it looks like in the natural, God, you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly, my Father, above anything that we can ask for, anything that we can hope for according to our faith, God. And we thank you tonight for great faith, Lord God. Oh, God, great faith to believe you for that person that feels like giving up, my God. To believe you for that person that got the wrong report, my God. To believe you tonight for that person who thinks that they cannot make it, my God. That person that feels like they have lost their mind, that they're breaking down, Lord God. We stand in the gap for them tonight, and we plead and we say, pick up your bed and walk. Pick up your bed and be made whole. Pick up your bed and be restored. Father, we just thank you for victory. Victory tonight. We thank you for your divine protection over our communities. We pray for our children, our teenagers, Lord God, who seems to be confused, who seem to be mixed up, who seems to be trying this, that, and everything but you, God. And we ask, Lord God, that you would draw them unto you, that you would order their footsteps, Lord God, that you would put the right people in their path, oh God, to minister, to share, to love on them, Lord God. We thank you tonight that you said by loving kindness, oh God, will they be drawn, oh God. So God, we pray for those that are dealing with drug addiction. We pray for those that are under the bridge tonight. We pray for those that seem to be left alone in the nursing home, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord God. For every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, every person that's teaching and preaching and leading, oh God, your people with the word, we cover them. We say that they stand strong and stay connected to the cross, that they look to the hills, Lord God, that they not look in the natural, but they look to you, God. We thank you for this teaching tonight as we lift up our shield of faith, Lord God. We release our shield of faith against every fiery dart that the enemy wants to release against us. We shall stand, and we shall not be moved. And God, we thank you tonight for every listener. We thank you tonight, Lord God, for their families, Lord God. We thank you tonight for breakthroughs, for whatever they may be. be going through. God, we stand with them. Oh, God, for victory, Lord God, for a breakthrough, oh, God, for miracles that only you can provide. And God, we'll be so careful to give you the glory, to give you all the honor that you are so worthy of. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we ask you to do it because you're God. Ask you to do it because you can. Ask you to do it because there's nothing that you cannot do, oh God. Failure is not a part of you, God. And so we thank you that we are connected to the King of Kings and we're connected to the Lord of Lords. And we thank you, oh God. And we bless your name tonight in the name that is above every name, God. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God. And amen. God bless each of you. Amen. Stand strong as you continue to walk in the power of his might. Amen. Because no weapon that tries to form will be able to prosper. We are overcomers, and we are more than conquerors through Christ, who gives us the victory and who strengthens us. God bless you and your family.
God bless.
And this is my prayer in Jesus' name. I want to invite you guys on Monday night to Block Talk Radio. It's my sister, my friend. On Tuesday is Mojo. On Friday is Street Talk. On Thursday is, of course, yours truly. The Kingdom Call, and Saturday is Free on the Inside. And this is Elder Jordan, Linda Jordan's ministry, and this is a Kingdom Call. God bless you, and dial in with us tomorrow for National Day of Prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name.
Love you, too.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I receive it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I do. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name. Thank you.